This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. A few states have filed lawsuits against China. And according to these lawsuits, China has failed to report and contain the virus quickly and to disclose the actual number of cases. Civil litigator Joseph H. Lowe IV joins me to explain if these lawsuits even have a leg to stand on. Thanks for joining me, Joseph.
Thank you for having me.
So right now, there are so many states, and I think even a few countries, that are trying to sue China. But can we even do that?
We can sue China. That's the easy part. The difficult part is getting China to show up for the lawsuit or even paying for it.
So we could win. Technically, we can have like our lawsuit. We could win and get billions. And China would be like, well, I'm going to pay in monopoly money or not at all.
Well, it's not even that so much. You see, in order to win a lawsuit, you have to file it and then you have to serve it and then prove to the court that you personally served it on the defendant. There is the problem. Go find somebody in China to serve and then get them to come into an American court and file an answer and say, okay, we're willing to subject ourselves to the power of the United States court. China's not going to do that. So you can file all day long, but it doesn't mean you're going to catch a fish on the end of that hook.
You know, is this why China gets away with selling, you know, bad products and things that are copywritten? They're able to just, you know, steal it? Is this why they're able
exactly
to do it?
Exactly, yes. So, for example, you've heard about a lot of people being injured from vaping, and specifically from the batteries exploding. Those batteries are manufactured in China. So you can sue the manufacturer, the Chinese manufacturer, for the defective battery that seriously injured people, and they don't show up. And as a result, there's nobody to sue, and there's no money to give to the injured people who are missing teeth and pieces of their face and severe burns. So China just thumbs their nose and says, we're not showing up for a lawsuit, and that's the end of it.
Now, has anybody ever tried to sue a country before, or is this the first time?
No, they have tried to sue countries, and for the most part, foreign countries are immune, or what they say, sovereign, from lawsuits. However, there are exceptions to the rule, and in the past, there have been a number of examples where people have been able to sue on behalf of their loved ones or the injured people against countries. One of the examples is against Libya, I think, back in 88, when for the Pan Am flight, the people were able to sue and hold Libya accountable for that. I also believe that some folks were successful with the 9/11 bombings against Saudi Arabia. I'd have to look that up and be sure on that, but there has been a number of occasions where, in fact, they have been able to sue and prevail. However, what would be the most helpful is if the federal government, our U.S. government, got involved and passed some legislation that changed the current law and have some legislation that would say, you know what, we no longer are going to recognize your foreign country as sovereign or immune on a lawsuit, and we're going to hold you accountable. And in fact, there is some legislation currently pending that seeks to do just that.
Yeah, the one that I saw, and I'm not sure how far this one went, was the Stop China Originated Viral Infection Diseases Act, which would allow Americans to seek damages from China in court. I'm just thinking, you know, I always think of movies with diplomatic immunity, and they can get away literally with murder. So countries can do the same thing. I just really don't see, this is a really daunting case. Is this, I just think this is kind of frivolous at this point.
Well, if you mean frivolous in that, why file it if you can't actually collect? I see your point. There's a few law firms who specialize in filing class actions that are currently attempting to collect from China and hold them accountable. Now, are they going to be able to do that? That remains to be seen. I don't quite see the path away for that as it currently stands. However, I have another suggestion that people ought to consider, and it is this. Currently, China, I believe, is one of the largest owners of United States' debt. Chinese have been buying up American debt for a long time. And as the experts in banking and finance and investments will tell you, he who owns the debt or the most debt wins. So here's my idea. Why not just figure out how much we owe China? That's fairly easy to do, and we know the number. And we say this to China, guess what we're going to do? Now that you've caused all this economic destruction worldwide and certainly in the U.S., we're going to nationalize your debt, China. And what that would mean is this. Everything that we owe you, we're just going to wipe it out and say, eh, forget about it. Now we're going to thumb our nose at you. Man, would that make a dent?
You know, China seems like a really strange kind of country where they have no rules, and the rules that do apply are the rules they make up as they go. Well, it's weird.
That's very true. And here's what a lot of people may not realize. The reason why oftentimes it is viewed that America has the best economy in the world, or a leader in world economy, is because of the rules of law that we have, so that there is a more fair or more level playing ground. In other words, we have rules of law to prevent the type of tactics or refusal to deal fairly that China is currently or has in the past shown us, and other countries as well. And so a lot of people want to invest here because we spend a lot of money and time and have a huge body of law to enforce these types of rules so that people can be held accountable and they can't just rip people off. This idea of the rule of law lowers risk and as a result stimulates the economy and causes a lot of countries and corporations to want to invest here and to work with our economy because they are going to be protected by the rule of law. So until China is willing to be held accountable or participate in that type of economy, well, they're kind of like a pirate ship. The only difference is that this is a really big pirate ship and they got a whole armada to go with it.
Now, do you think that because right now the United States is under a lot of scrutiny, since we're the top dog, people expect us to do the most. And right now we kind of can't. We're kind of tethered to China's economy. What about the EU? Can they do something? Can Russia sue China?
Well, sure. One of the things that helps when you are trying to solve a problem is if you have alliances or allies. And if the world economy and the world leaders, such as the EU, as you've mentioned, were to be willing to pitch in and say, you know, we're going to also hold China accountable, and we're going to do it in the form of tariffs, or we're going to do it in the form of, you know, nationalizing debt, or we're going to stop trading with China and put the crush on their economy, well, then clearly China would probably have to start participating.
I don't know. This whole thing to me just seems really fantastic. It just doesn't seem real. I don't think that anything's going to come of this. And rather than suing, why can't we just do something like pull all our companies from China? Like, wouldn't that hurt them more? Like, why not just go after their economy? We wouldn't be able to get them in court.
So, a great question, and I'm probably going to have to say that the business scholars are probably in a better position to answer that than I am. However, being former military, let me suggest this possible answer. You can pull out a number of companies from China, and you can try and hurt them financially, economically. However, when you realize, again, how in debt we are to them, a lot of those companies don't want to lose their revenue. So what you're kind of asking is for a few people to pay financially to punish China, and that'll hurt them just to benefit all of us. That may be too much of a burden for those companies to carry. However, I mean, there's a lot that the federal government can do, and since the federal government has a lot of money, our tax dollars, what is it that the feds can be doing to put more pressure on China? And those are some questions that I'd like to get some answers to. And, of course, one way is to change the rule of law so that they're held accountable, nationalize their debt. There's a great way to bring China to their knees. But also, you know, increasing the trade difference, if you will, that President Trump has been working on with China. There's a lot of people that believe that maybe this whole virus is retaliation from China because of the pressure that Trump has been putting on China, which, by the way, everybody wants. I'm not trying to make a political statement. What I mean is that we have been complaining about what appears to be the unfair trade or the trade deficit with China for years anyway, and that Trump was trying to help us out. And now, as a result, because he was effective at that, this is a Chinese retaliation. I mean, there's a lot of conspiracies out there, or theories anyway.
Oh, yeah, there's all those crazy conspiracy theories. But so far, the facts are facts, and trillions of dollars of economic damage have happened so far. More than 22 million Americans have lost their jobs, over 150,000 deaths worldwide and counting. And, you know, we have a lot of stuff that's happening, and people think maybe a lawsuit would, you know, whip China in shape. And I'm not even sure it's going to get through the doors of the courthouse, personally.
I agree with you. However, remember, politicians are in the business of making people feel good, because if they know from basic psychological principles that they must study before they run for an office, if you don't make the voters feel good, the voters will not vote for you. So keep in mind that to be able to get on a pulpit and yell and scream and say, look what I'm doing, I'm going to sue China, that makes the listener and the voters feel good because it looks like you're aggressive. But the whole part about the fact that they are leaving out that there is no money at the end of the tunnel based on their current strategy is, I think what you're saying is kind of misleading. And I think that that should also be shared with the people that it sounds like a great idea, but apparently there's no real way to get it done at this point anyway.
Absolutely. Well, Joseph, thank you so much for joining. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
You can find me at www.jhllaw.com.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.